Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello and welcome to the 30th episode of this podcast. And before I start, first of all, I would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, no matter whether this is the very first episode that you have just found and you are now listening, or whether you are listening to my podcast every week and have even subscribed to it. So I'm always happy about every single listener. Also, thank you for your feedback that you have written to me. Also, if you have given me a rating on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, thank you very much for that. That really meant a lot to me to hear your feedback, to hear your positive opinion about this podcast, and also if it had brought some value to you. That was always really, really nice to hear. And with this 30th episode, I would like to announce that I will take a break from publishing this podcast. And I think now having 30 episodes out is a very good point in time to conclude the first season of this podcast. While I had published one episode every week since October last year. And I'm taking this break out of a personal reason, because besides my main job and working as a podcaster and a coach, I have started in February this year an education to become an NLP practitioner. And NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and it is part of the big topic psychology, and it basically means how you can influence and impact the mind of other people, or also of yourself, with words, and also how you can interpret language or interpret communication, single words and whole statements, by really looking or questioning what is actually behind, what does the person have in mind when communicating in this way. So this is a really, really interesting topic. I must say I'm completely into it. I really love it. And I will have an exam in May this year and then get my certificate to be an NLP practitioner. And I'm also looking forward to use this further in my coaching program, also to support you. But that just means that with now publishing this podcast, I need a little break to focus also on my NLP exam. And then I think with the podcast, I will be back later this year. But communication in general, as this is a part of NLP and also the core message of this podcast, I wanted to make it the topic of this last episode that I now called Communication is the Bridge to Reach Your Targets. Because communication, I mean, it clearly is the basis for this podcast. So I'm trying to communicate with you, or I'm talking to you and you are hearing it, and hopefully you have some valuable insights about that. And my message of this podcast was always also that you should be brave to communicate, that you should be brave to speak up and get visible. And maybe some fun fact here, statistics have shown that 80% of the people in our Western world are afraid to speak in front of others. 80% of people are afraid to speak in front of others, while only 15% of the people are afraid of dying. And I think that somehow expresses how big the topic communication actually is to us, or also what it can be or what obstacle it can be for us, although it is so important, but that nearly, I would say, almost every one of us has this fear of really speaking up, really telling other people what he or she really thinks, really speaking up for her interests. But my message also with this podcast has always been, be brave to do exactly this. Be brave to communicate. Be brave to speak up for yourself. And this is why I have called this episode also, communication is the bridge to reach your targets. Because if you have a certain target in mind, and of course this is the first step, so you have to know what you want. You have to be clear with that, first of all, for yourself. But to reach that, communication is really the key, because you have to ask for it. Because if you know what you want, it does not help if you just keep it for yourself and you sit at home and you wait for something to happen in the outside world. No, it won't work like this. Because if you have a target, you have to ask for it. It means you have to communicate about it. You have to reach out to people who can help and who can support you. Because others can't know what you have in mind or what you want unless you start talking about it. And talking about it and communicating what your target is, it also has the effect that it commits you, yourself, to your own target. If you start talking about it, this is also a kind of a psychological effect, that if you talk about it, if you tell others about it, what you would like to reach, it also feels more like a commitment to yourself, because now the others also know. Maybe they will ask again in a couple of days, okay, how is it going with this or this project that you have in mind, or that target that you had in mind. So it is kind of a commitment, but it also motivates you again to do something for this. So not just setting the target in your own mind, thinking, oh yeah, it could be nice in the future somewhere to reach that, but really speaking it out, telling it to others, that creates really the commitment in your own mind to do something for this, to go for that, to talk to people about it, and also to ask for help or to support or to investigate what do you actually need to reach your targets. So if you talk about it, that opens up the space that also other people hear what you would like to do. Other people hear it and then also might get back to you if they have, let's say, similar interests, or they have something in mind how they could help or how they could support you. And it can also mean that if you have a certain target in mind, that you reach out to people who are already there where you would like to be. And that can be, for example, at your workplace. If you want to have a higher position, then why not starting to talk to the people in your company who already are in these higher positions, asking them, hey, how did you get there? So what have you done to have now this position that you have? What kind of skills were required when you got there? Have you, let's say, led a certain project that brought you to this position, or have you applied for this position in a certain way? Or was there just, there was just the opportunity there and you have seized it? So what have you done to be there, to get some inspiration for yourself, and to also identify what are your role models, what are the people you can look up to? Is there something that you can copy, that you can adapt from them? If you have people in your environment who are already at a position where you would like to be as well. Because if these people are already in a higher position, they have gotten there in a certain way, most likely because they were also brave enough to do something special or brave enough to speak up, to get visible and to take the next step. So ask yourself, what is the difference between you maybe still sitting in a position where you feel, okay, this is not what I deserve, or I would like to have something more? What is then the difference between you and those people who are already there where you would like to be as well? And if you communicate your targets, maybe also in a way that you have a certain target in mind, or that you want to have, let's say, another position in your company, you want a promotion or you want a salary increase, and you have set that step in your mind to now go out with this and to communicate this and to address your target and to ask for this, maybe that you are trying to convince people that you deserve the promotion or the salary increase, or that you're trying to convince people about a project that you want to start or a product that you want to sell. If you have that clear target, what you would like to have and what is it that you want, and you will communicate this, then also ask yourself, what is the target group? Or what is your target group? Who are the people you are addressing this to? And what are, or what is the best way to address this to them? And of course, at work, we always tend to use only rational arguments if we are trying to convince people of a project or a product or, let's say, salary increase, for example. But you can really play in your communication between using rational arguments. Of course, this is very valid to do this, but then also using your emotions and your personal feelings, because this is what makes you unique, and this is also what makes you likable and understandable for other people. If you give other people the opportunity to look a little bit inside your head or inside your mind, and explaining to them how you actually feel with a certain situation. For example, that you have the feeling that the position that you have, that this is not what you deserve, that you don't feel recognized, that you feel disappointed, that you don't feel seen or not valued, but why you have the opinion that it should be different. What is your personal motivation, also your emotional motivation? That can really help to not just address this topic to others who are making a rational decision about that, but really bringing them closer to you, or bringing yourself closer to them, by also describing your personal background and your emotions behind that. Because if you're really brave to open up and to incorporate also these personal backgrounds and your emotional connection to a certain topic, this will be where the right people will hear you, that can help you and that can support you. And to close the loop here, I personally would be very happy to support you in the future with the methods of NLP. It is possible to do single coaching sessions using the NLP methods, which can take between 30 and 60 minutes. And with NLP, it is, for example, possible to anchor a positive feeling in your body. That can be self-confidence, that can be joy, that can be trust, or also inner peace. NLP can be used to visualize your targets, to really enable you to reach them and to get a better picture what you actually need to reach your targets. And NLP can also help to resolve limiting dogmas that you have, or situations that you have experienced in the past that are still very present in your mind and that still block you from doing something you actually would like to do, or even something that blocks you for reaching a certain target that you have for your personal life. So I would be more than happy to hear from you in the future, or also to connect with you via LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook. And I wish you a very nice spring and a very nice summer. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode was inspiring and empowering for you to get more visible and to speak up for your interests in your everyday life and especially at work. And if you feel that you need a little push for your success because you have a certain issue that hinders you to get fully successful in your career, might it be how to write a good job application, how to handle a difficult discussion at work, how to hold a successful presentation, or how to find your clear vision for your next step in your career, then you can get my own tips and tools in a single coaching session over 1.5 hours. And you can find all the information to that on my website under michaela-kettner.coach/singlesessions. And if you want to really spotlight yourself during your job search or to boost your career, if you want to improve your self-confidence and make other people listen to you, then I would like to invite you to work together with me over 6 weeks in a one-on-one coaching where you learn how can you identify your strengths and your targets for your career, how you can present yourself in the best possible way, and how you can become a true enrichment for every Finnish company. And you can find my coaching and mentoring program, Spotlight Yourself, as well on my website, or you can contact me for any more information on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi or on LinkedIn. And no worries if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes. And I would be really happy to connect with you, also to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and to this episode. And I wish you a nice rest of the day. Get visible and stay tuned. Bye bye.